It's time now for our look around the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture, Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. And we look at the standings, and we're shocked. The Eagles and the Giants.
They're upside down.
The Eagles and the Giants.
Yeah,
it's only two games, people. But there are some certain trends that we're seeing here. Let's begin in Washington. Some unrest there. They've got a huge game in New York at MetLife Stadium. Redskins coming off two home losses. How much trouble is there in our nation's capital?
I think they're in, well, are we talking football or are we talking other things?
We can get to that in November. We'll get to that in November.
The football. They are in some trouble. They are 0-2 and have lost the two games at home, and that is a dangerous thing in what you think is going to be a bunched-up division because there's going to be tiebreakers. Kirk Cousins has played terribly through the interception of Barry Church last week. There is talk that he's losing the locker room. How does that happen in 2 weeks after last year? But they are Washington. They're the Redskins. They can't score in the red zone. There's a ton of giveaways. They're pretty much a mess, Dave Spadaro.
However, I think that they rally the troops, circle the wagons, us against the world, and I think they go and beat the New York Giants, and here's why. I think the New York Giants disturbing last week against an absolutely awful New Orleans Saints defense. The Giants didn't score an offensive touchdown. What is wrong with the Giants? They've got tons of talent in the passing game. They just can't run the football.
Never.
And I think Washington rises up and wins this football game, and the NFC East gets a little bit closer.
If Washington's going to win that game, it's going to be because that Giants defense, which they spent $200 million on in the offseason, isn't as good as people are starting to say it is. The Giants have no turnovers on defense. They have only two sacks in the first two games. I think they played kind of lucky. I think New Orleans contributed to its own loss last week. So, yes. But the Giants' passing game remains terrific. Eli Manning has always had great weapons. He's got great weapons now, and I think the Giants are going to be tough for Washington to beat.
And if Washington loses this game 0-3,
yeah.
I mean, they're in major
trouble.
Oh, yeah,
deep doo-doo.
And if the Giants win 3-0,
yeah.
That's a team to be really reckoned with in the NFC East. The Dallas Cowboys play the Chicago Bears at home this week. And given the Bears' really sad state of quarterbacking, a lot of injuries on the roster, Cowboys should roll in this game.
Oh, Johnny Unitas is going to throw for five touchdown passes there.
He goes there. Again.
What's his name?
Ezekiel Elliott, two fumbles on
Ezekiel
the bench.
Ezekiel Elliott is off to a very poor start. Yeah, I know. And I joke about Dak Prescott, and I think people are a little too quick to call him great or call him as good as they are. But Ezekiel Elliott, two fumbles last week. He's only averaging 3.2 yards a carry this year. I was one of the people who thought he's going to be the rookie of the year because behind that line, he's going to rush for 1,400 yards. By the way, that line, that great line, those seven blocks of granite, they're giving up a lot of sacks, a lot of quarterback pressure, and they're not running the ball.
Maybe that line isn't as great as they say. Well, they should be great against the Chicago Bears this week, and then they play the 49ers next week. And then it gets more difficult for Dallas against Cincinnati and Green Bay. We'll really find out how good the Cowboys are at that time. So that's our look around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Thanks for joining us. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.